Aikman! 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 Help!
This train terminates at
Reynolds.
Oh, cocked it up already. Awesome. Hey, people, it's Top Hats and Tallywhackers. Woohoo! Third episode. Yeah! And as you may have already heard, I have a guest host today. His name is Reynolds. Say hi.
Why, hello.
Ooh, hello.
Hello.
You kinky little minx.
This is a good start, isn't it? I've already clipped.
Awesome. Yay for unprofessionalism. Let's just start
it.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
This is the show that promises to bring you absolutely nothing of interest. Just some vague rambles, and that's about it. Why even continue introducing the show? Because we're a bag of shit.
And unprofessionality, obviously.
Oh, yeah, of course. Lots of unprofessional majors. Like this. Very unprofessional.
Oh, dear. Funny.
Fun is. Unfortunately, Sharper could not be here today as he is moving habitat. He left us a little sound clip as to explain for his absence. And here it is.
I'm a very friendly lion called Parsley. I am always very glad to see you wave. But please don't shout or speak to me too harshly, because I'm not particularly brave.
Thank you for that, Sharp.
Oh dear, bless his cotton socks.
How dare you say that?
I know that as soon as you start hearing it, you'll start saying it again. So it's cool.
Yeah, that's why I hate it. It's like the Yorkshire accent, not the Yorkshire accent, I apologise, the farmer accent. If I go into farmer accent too long, I end up stuck as a farmer, as you yourself have seen when I was stuck as a farmer.
Oh, that was hilarious. And then when you stayed round mine as well, it was just like, God's sake.
Regina!
It's like, please.
You just said my name as well. I'm going to have to find something to cover that up.
Oh, man.
Oh, you dickhead.
Eichmann. What about Dykeman? That's even better.
Fuck off. Penis man. Reynolds.
Penis man. Reynolds. I mean, come on. Who chose penis man?
You did.
No, I didn't. That was like something...
Yeah, you did.
No, I just...
I was talking... For the listener's sake, I was talking about this idea where I was going to draw all the hosts and the regulars for the show as superheroes. You know, on the topic on last week's episode when Sharpo asked me my superpower and I ended up as a jam donut conjuring samurai with a jetpack. And I was talking to Mr. Reynolds about it. Reynolds!
Fuck off.
Got it in. Fuck yourself. And... he suggested that he would like to be called Penis
no,
Man.
I didn't suggest that. That just came up as a random thing. And you were like, actually, yeah, we're going to go for that. I was like, oh, for fuck's sake.
Sorry. Did Penis Man just come up?
Shut up.
Penis Man came up.
He got a bit excited.
It's a sexual innuendo. Yummy. Shall we do something to do with the show?
Yeah, let's do it.
No, let's not. Fuck it.
Fine. Let's just sit here and vague silence.
Okay.
There we go, can't be arsed.
Awesome. Pig.
Alright.
Well, as has been quite the tradition on these shows, we end up asking everyone a questionnaire. So I'm going to give you a little bit... I'm going to chuck you into the hot seat. Chuck you into there.
Okay, I'm getting quite worried now.
Should be getting quite aroused.
Oh yeah. Go for it.
Alright, starting the questionnaire. Your name, as has already been mentioned quite a few times.
As what, sorry?
Your name.
My name?
Your name.
Penis Man Reynolds, apparently.
I'm glad you admit it.
But my...
Yeah, you're low... What?
Did you want my real name as well?
No, okay. That's fine. We're happy with Penis Man Reynolds.
Okay.
Your location?
Well, I study in Uxbridge, West London. I am originally from Colville, Leicestershire. Same as yourself.
Well, yeah, but that's not your location at the moment, is it?
Okay, well...
What's your current location?
My seat in my room, which is in Uxbridge.
There we go, thank you. the length of your genitalia?
Oh, God. Can I skip that one?
No. It's mandatory.
I don't really know, to be honest.
Make an estimate.
Seven?
Is it seven, my ass?
It actually is, I think.
Is that fully erect or flaccid?
Fully erect.
Alright, I'll let you off.
God, I just hope no one actually does listen to this.
We have 20 downloads average each week now.
Really? That's not bad actually, so for a start out.
Oh, thanks very much. We're quite proud of it ourselves.
Cool.
obviously you were quite proud of your length as well, by the sound of it.
Right, next question.
Your guiltiest pleasure.
My guiltiest
which,
pleasure?
Which, yes, before anyone asks, has been inspired by the film for Guilty Pleasures Weekend.
I don't actually know, to be honest. Guiltiest pleasure?
You know, like a film that you know you shouldn't like, but you love.
I'd say, yeah, a film. An album. I was just thinking that. Love Actually. I absolutely adore that film. Tell me about it.
No, mine's not that bad.
Yeah, mine is.
Jesus.
Okay.
I don't want to even talk about it anymore. That's disgusting.
What's your guiltiest pleasure then?
Mighty Ducks.
Mighty Ducks?
The Mighty Ducks.
Okay, fair enough.
Fuck yeah, the Mighty Ducks. Awesome. What a shit, what a film.
Oh dear, Smoker's laugh are coming through a bit there. Muttley, mate.
Oh, that was good.
Oh yes. Right, Muttley. Next question.
Your third favourite playing card.
My third favourite playing card?
Yeah.
I'm not a huge fan of cards, but I'd probably say a jack.
Why did you answer that like it was a question? Like, you could have gotten it wrong. It's like,
No, I'm just thinking.
Maybe it's a jack. It's a multiple choice question. You've either got a jack, the Queen of Hearts.
I'm just guessing, to be honest. I don't really play cards. So.
All right.
Seriously, if anyone wants to ever beat me at poker, feel free, because I can't play it for shit.
You can also beat him in many other ways, but we're not going to go into that, because it's just a typical sexual innuendo. Woohoo!
Oh,
and dear. What's my best feature?
Your best feature?
My best feature.
Your ass.
Ooh, thanks. I've been working on it. I do buttocks clenches, and I put implants in it the other day as well.
Yeah, you also talk a lot out of it as well.
Yeah, well, that keeps it very well exercised. All right, that's that bit then. So we've worked out that you are a penis who lives in a seat. You're about 7 inches tall, who watches Love Actually, doesn't play cards, and you like my ass. So you're a gay penis.
It makes you sound like quite a loser, to be honest, doesn't it?
It's just an accurate representation, really.
Thanks.
Angina!
Will
you stop using my name? People are
going
to get pissed off with the Vegeta sound effect by this point.
Angina!
I only used it last time. Fuck's sake.
M. Night Shyamalan.
Fucking hell.
Oh, now you've got to blank that out as well.
I'll blank you out with my face and your fist, or the other way round.
Yeah, I was about to say, I'd gladly blank you out with my fist.
Let's go on to the first topic, Strain. Let's do it. I'm fed up of talking to you about other things now.
I'm just fed up of talking to you, that's it, I'm going home.
Alright, bye.
Bye.
Awkward silence!
Walks out the room. Closes the door. Hang on.
Trips up on a mongoose outside. Right. What are we going to talk about this week? I know what we did. I went to London.
Really?
Yeah.
It used to me.
Well, it shouldn't be. I stayed in your room for a couple of days.
Did you?
Well, apparently so. Well, one of them, at least. Shh. Bow chicka wow wow. Nothing more said.
Shut up. Anyway,
but
yeah,
London.
You came to London.
Yeah, it was the best ever in the history of the universe.
I wish I hadn't invited you then.
Why?
My room stank.
That's a bit harsh.
No, not really. No, it was really good. It's a change to have someone, you know, down from home, really. It's a nice change.
An accent that you can actually understand.
Instead
of Londoner.
No one says it like that.
They all do.
They really don't.
It's quite hard because everyone in London just talks like this. London! That's all they say as well. I went to buy a McDonald's there. We had a McDonald's breakfast. Ooh, naughty.
Did we?
Yeah, we did. Well, it was kind of like a lunch.
Well, yeah, it wasn't. Yeah. We didn't have McDonald's breakfast. We did have just McDonald's.
Yeah,
moving on before I drag on too much.
Shut up. That stopped you right there. Done. And I walked into the shop and I was like, yeah, can I have a burger, please? And a chicken burger, all that crap. And he was just, London! London, London, London!
I don't think he spoke like that.
No, he didn't, actually. Although, little story about the McDonald's in London. People in London are very ignorant, aren't they? I don't mean to be harsh and to make a generalisation, but while in McDonald's, a serious story, not me just taking the piss out of...
Shyamalan.
...wired London accent.
Stop using my fucking
but
name.
No, it gives me a more opportunity to use Vegeta.
Do you want me to give you another 10 reasons to use it?
Parsley.
I can't say your name.
You cocked it up. All you had to do was say my name 10 times.
Night Shyamalan.
I would have banished back to my original realm.
If I look at the waveform, I got 9. So if you use one more pile.
But no, queuing up for this, and one of the counters becomes completely free. No one queuing up for it. And the gentleman at the counter shouting, come on over, you know. And there was a queue I was in, which was about 5 or 6 people long, all completely blissfully ignorant. And he's full on shouting at all of the people in front of me, because I admittedly was at the back, do you want to come over and get your meal sooner? And so I was like, all right, just cut in front of them. Idiots.
Maybe it's because he smelled bad.
M. Night Shyamalan.
He didn't. He smelt like a bed of roses. He was quite a gentleman as well. Yeah. He smelt delightful. Okay. He smelt like a freshly cut meadow.
Right.
Flashbacks.
Okay.
But other than eating junk food, what else did we do in London? We went to the business district and I got lost. Well, we both got lost.
We both got lost, and then some woman was trying to point us totally the opposite direction. People in London, basically, she was trying to point me towards Westminster when we needed to go to London Bridge, which is totally the opposite direction.
Luckily, we're from Leicestershire, so we can appreciate the joke of that. As we all know, all Leicestershire people love nothing more than to give people the wrong direction.
Very true. Actually.
Overdone. It's very funny. It's horrible, but very funny. I shouted a lot of things that I shouldn't have.
Like?
That was quite fun. Well, outside of Parliament, I gave them a good, you know, fuck you, Parliament, fuck you, just because they deserve it. Which is, it probably was something I should have shouted. Parliament need to hear that.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Definitely. In the business district, I reenacted one of the scenes from Freddy Got Fingered, to much your embarrassment, which I quite liked.
Oh yeah, that was so funny, that was actually. It's like,
hey Bob,
you've
what's
got
up?
To do it, though.
What? You didn't transfer the funds to Geneva? 50 million Deutschmark, Bob! You're fucking fired! You're fucking fired, Bob!
No, that was hilarious, in all fairness, but, yeah.
Thank you.
Outside the NatWest Tower, they probably think you're trying to bomb it, knowing them, so it probably wasn't the best of ideas.
You can't say that! Now people will think I'm a terrorist. I'm not a terrorist.
What, you're not?
Nope, I'm only a
news
terrorist
to me.
Of love.
Okay.
What else did we do? Oh, I also pointed out that my stocks had plummeted at Canary Wharf. You know, they've got the LED
screen thing.
Yeah,
yeah,
screen thing, drug addict. Yeah, it's basically just a drug addict running around a circle as fast as he can with a sign to another pound of crack. That's not true. I do not condone the use of drugs.
You know what? You're really putting people off coming to London, aren't you?
London's great. No, seriously, they'll love it. It's the best.
Yeah. I mean, I've done it all before. Obviously, I've been on the Eye. I've been, you know, all the places. Been around the Dome, all that kind of stuff. But it's, you just don't get bored of it. You know, everywhere you go, you always find somewhere new. You know, that's the cool thing.
That doesn't make sense.
It does. Even though you've done it all before, you always find somewhere different or some way of getting there that's different or you know, whatever.
That's actually quite poetic and lovely.
It is.
Delicious.
That cast goes soft.
Oh, no.
Sexual innuendo.
And we're back to the hardcore filth. Penis!
Oh, yes. Vagina!
Vagina!
Boobies!
No, it's just gone silly again. What else did we do while we were up there?
Parsley.
I mean, Mr. Reynolds, penis, man.
We went on the Eye.
We did. I conquered my fear of slow-moving heights. I was very proud of myself.
Gradually. You still didn't step towards the edge.
I did, at the end.
You were absolutely shitting it when I went towards the door.
Excuse me, I've got a picture of me at the top of that bloody thing on the edge of it. And I just didn't want you to go through the door because it says, don't go near the door.
Oops.
Disobedient pig.
Huh?
Disobedient pig.
Shut up.
Swine.
No, basically, just for the listeners, I was like, I don't know if any of you have been on the Eye before, but basically, where the doors are, where you go in and out, yeah, I was like leaning against them. I was like, get away from the doors, just get away from the doors. It's like, chill out, they're not going to open.
I just don't like slow-moving heights. You know, they're scary.
And then to my surprise, someone fell out the doors.
Yeah.
They didn't.
Lesson learned. Lesson learned. No,
they didn't really, just to like not lose any.
They nearly did, but a monkey saved them. That one. We've got monkey
King
here
Kong.
As well.
King Kong climbs up the Eye.
King Dong. It's a willy. You became a tour guide on the London Eye.
Oh,
and
God. Yeah,
we smoked way too much. That was horrible.
Going back to the guide, oh my God. There's like these American people that are asking me what every building is, and it's like, well, that is this, this is that, and yeah, I quite surprised myself, to be honest. I should have made some money from it.
Yeah, you should have. We could have gotten a few beers out of that, or another packet of cigarettes, yeah. As I just said, because we were out on vacation. I admit, I do smoke, and I smoke quite heavily.
Don't we all?
Yeah.
I bought 40 fags on Thursday, and they were gone by 8 o'clock Friday night. So.
And I bought up a fresh pouch of 25 grams, and it was gone as well by the same time.
Oh, well, if you can't live once, then kill yourself with smoke.
You should really consider a career in philosophy.
I should really consider whether I'm intelligent enough to be at university after that comment.
If you can live once, then you're alive and you've got feet or something. Cigarettes! Yay!
Yeah. Oh dear. I'll reconsider that comment at some point.
At some point. Like,
on another tangent.
The rest of the show.
This is a Jubilee train to Stratford. This train will terminate at Stratford.
Terminate. The whole terminate thing, anyone who's been on the London Tube, it's awesome. It's totally brilliant.
Apart from the Metropolitan line.
No, the Metropolitan's the best bit. It's like paying to go Alton Towers. But for a fiver, and it lasts
paying,
a lot longer.
It's paying to give yourself an early death, mate. That's what it is.
It was fun. It was so great. You know, the train fell off the tracks at least 5 times. There was constant sparks coming up from the bottom. And not even just little ones that you'd expect. It was full on lightning bolts. It was awesome.
All trains do that, though.
Hiccup.
Well, all of them, anyway.
Yeah, but not to that size and to that level of scariness. It was so cool.
Very
so
true.
Cool. Terminate. I just don't understand the use of maybe I should start from the beginning. That's usually a good place to start. When you're on the tube, it states when the current train is going to stop, doesn't it? And
it
says
where, when,
same difference. It uses the word terminate. This train terminates at Stratford, as Mr. Reynolds just said. I'm going to keep calling you that until you die.
What, Reynolds?
Reynolds. No, I'll stop it now, Mr. Reynolds. I'm being nice.
I'm going to put you on a Metropolitan.
No, I'm being nice. I'm being nice. You can't say anything.
Okay.
It's a very rare occurrence. You have to take it for granted.
Okay.
Mr. Reynolds. Penis man.
Shut up.
I just didn't understand the use of the terminology terminate. To me, anyway, it speaks to quite an aggressive stop. I know that it's correct English.
Yeah.
In that sense, it does mean to bring to an end.
The definition here, it says end, bring to an end, or halt, which obviously is correct for a train, you know, or a tube in this case.
Mm.
But it's like some of these, I don't really know why they put these here, because it's not got terminates in the sentence. She ended their friendship when she found out that he had once been convicted of a crime. It's like, what's that got to do with terminate? It's like, yeah, terminate a friendship, but...
It could be that the gentleman who had just committed a crime... was the Terminator, and she is Sarah Connor, so it's like in between number two and number two, it's like a sub-story that doesn't happen.
Well, this definition's a lot better, actually.
Oh, continuity.
Have an end in a temporal, spatial, or quantitative sense. Well, that's a better definition. Obviously, it's terminating temporarily.
Am I the only one that sounds like the most pretentious, dirty line on the planet?
What? Have an end in a temporal, spatial, or quantitative sense?
Yeah.
How?
You'll figure it out. Just let it rest for a bit.
Okay, I'm just going to sit here in silence for a second.
It just seemed quite an odd, because it just seems a very aggressive term to use. When you terminate things, to my understanding anyway,
yeah.
Or the way I would use it, is you would forcefully bring it to an end. Not necessarily killing someone, as the Terminator aforementioned does. It would just, you aggressively stop it. Like, I'm going to aggressively terminate this monkey noise now. Because I turned off the keyboard. That was aggressively terminating it. It was aggressive. Aggressive.
Yeah, but I mean, if they just said this train will come to an end, it's not a temporal situation, is it? It's like, that's it. That's, you know, it's like the last train, actually, if I've caught the last train before, and it says this train will end at Uxbridge or wherever it's going. You know, that's...
You see, that particular line, I would be quite scared by that. This train will come to an end. But no!
No, I mean, yeah, I didn't actually realise that terminate is a temporal state. You know, it's not a full, you know, total close kind of thing. It's just a temporal end.
Yeah.
So that makes...
All the pieces come together. Nicely explained.
Yeah, that makes a bit more sense, actually.
Thank you for that, penis man.
No problem.
Clearing up all my problems. Calm. Calm, tranquil place where people can get your last name right.
Dykeman. That's even better.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
That's just what you wish I was.
You wish.
You wish.
You wish.
You totally wish.
No, you totally wish your name was Dykeman.
This is so childish, it's unreal, so we're going to continue it.
You wish. Better. You wish. Even better, right? Yeah. Dykeman. You're a Dykeman.
Dykeman! No, Dykeman! No, Dykeman! No, Dykeman! No, Dykeman! Dykeman! Dykeman!
Okay, I am never using that again. You've just killed it.
That was the plan.
It's dead.
Yes!
It's gone forever.
Yes! 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 Sound like M. Bison on a few less steroids. Yes! 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 Yes!
We're very sorry. The name we called by unforeseen circumstances.
London.
Yeah. London. It was good. We just had the little break song there. We took a little break, and it was all inane babble, because we completely forgot what we were saying.
Because we're useless, and, yeah, we well shouldn't be at university.
Especially with that kind of grammar.
Yeah.
We well shouldn't be at university, innit?
Imagine saying that if you're an Oxford graduate. We well shouldn't be at university.
Oh, no. We definitely well shouldn't be. Blop.
Blop.
Tell it, toodle pip. To the drive-bys and all that.
Have you got any crack?
Yes, I've been storing quite a nice supply of cocaine. Would one care for some over some tea and coppers?
Again, no insult to Oxford graduates there either.
No, plenty of insult to it. Yes. Screw Oxford.
Posh, fucking stuck up bastard.
Language! I was only joking, you're being harsh.
The best way to be.
It's the best way to be. It's harsh and alive, called parsley.
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 What is with this parsley thing? Where did this start? Were we?
I don't know. It was just one of those things when you wouldn't bloody shut up and go to sleep.
It was a very funny night.
For you.
It was. No, for everyone.
I nearly fell asleep on a platform at Harrow, so that's how bloody tired I was.
Shut up. You were not that tired. Well, we're going to jump on to the emails and comments section now. Hooray, at last. Finally got off of your name prattle. Somewhere down the line. It's going to be a very short show this week.
No, it's not. We're on...
Yeah, and I'm going to cut a good section of that out.
Yeah,
because it's just us making stupid news.
34 seconds.
Yeah, it'll be great.
It's all right. If we go for 34 hours, we'll have an hour by the end of it. It'll be fine.
Hopefully, fingers crossed.
Yeah.
That's my maths. Okay, I've got... Well, I'm going to read both of them out this week, because Mr. Reynolds just can't be asked to read.
I would, but I haven't got any of these. So.
Oh, okay. Any excuse?
I'll just sit back and drink my apple and raspberry.
You do
juice
that.
Drink.
You do that.
I will. Two for $1.50 from Iceland. Mm. Advertising for Iceland. Please don't sue us.
I still don't get that. Why do people sue for advertising and plugging? It's like, how dare you give us extra airtime? How dare you make us more money for free? That's it, we're suing you.
That's why mums go to Iceland. Oh, yes. Class.
This one's from a good friend, Becca Rothwell. You know Becca, don't you?
Yeah, well, I'll talk about her in a minute.
Mm. You'll be talking
no,
about...
No, not in that way.
Hey, I got to mention one of those faces with the triangle eyes and the hyphen, I think. Woo! This week's was good. Seems to flow a lot more than last week's. Gave me laughs on many, many occasions. I would like to know where it gave you laughs exactly, Becca. That would be quite interesting, but thank you very much. I didn't think our last show or any of our shows are very funny in the slightest, so it'd be nice to know where.
Sorry, but this funny. Is actually quite funny. All I can hear is where those last and where this. Oh dear. Anyway.
Niffle.
Ah! Yes. My head.
Oh shit, I clipped big time.
You blew my head up.
Yeah, my microphone's gone quiet now as well.
Bellend.
Won't do that again.
You bellend. I can think of a better insult than that. You cock goblin. There we go.
Anyway.
I'm now going to take full advantage of your Facebook friends here and ask them to go and check out my Facebook page. There's a song on there. Or my MySpace, where there's more. Become a fan/friend. Smiley face. So basically, she's done a little bit of shameless self-promoting. Yes, I got it right. Yes, I'm asked.
Clap, clap, clap.
I thought you were just talking about what you picked up last night.
Shut up.
It's a sexual disease joke.
Yeah, I'll sort out some links to put on the blog if you're cool with that.
Yeah, that'd be delicious. Becca. We'll do that for you as well, Becca, because we love you just that damn much. But
and
yeah,
she's my artist.
And she's what?
And because she's my artist.
She's your asshole.
Artist.
But yeah, we'll post those up. It'll be great. And if you go onto the Batcast Facebook, she's right there. Comment number 5 at the moment, though that can change. We also have Jack Morris, who raises quite an interesting question this week. Hi, Sharpo and Aikman, or Aikman and Sharpo. Any rules on who comes first?
What?
Now, obviously, there's quite a few sexual innuendos there, but he put in brackets, feel free to make your own jokes on that one. If you state there's a joke there, Jack, how can we make a joke? Hey, Jack?
Yeah.
Hey, Jack? How can we? How can we, Jack? Explain that, Jack? Come on, Jack, explain that! Come on!
Yeah, Jack. I don't even know you, but yeah, Jack.
God, Jack.
Whoa!
Fed up of working with these amateurs. You said my name quite a lot there as well, though, so I'll silence it and chuck in some more Vegetas, and I'll cut this bit out as well.
I'm not used to that.
I know, it's hard, isn't it? It's very hard.
It is. Bit like my penis right now. Oh man, why did I have to do that?
Why?
Parsley.
Why?
Parsley.
Why? And why am I saying?
Parsley.
Why, Reynolds? Why? Why?
You just did it. You just did it yourself.
Cut it out. It doesn't matter. But why, Jack? Why? Why? The pair of you. Why? Anyways, great podcast. Great podcast, and without wanting to sound patronising, you seem to be getting into the swing of things in the podcast sense. Well, you know what, Jack? It does sound patronising, and I don't appreciate your compliment. Go shove it up your ass.
I lie. Thank you very much, Jack.
But on the subject of porn ruining childhoods, I was 15 doing GCSEs and had to make a ping pong ball firer for the subject that you had to make things for. Design, ping pong ball fire making 101 GCSE. I don't know. Explain that a little more, Jack Morris.
Thanks,
Jack.
Yeah.
So as a mildly innocent 15-year-old, I typed on Google Images as research ping pong ball fire. I was greeted with at least 7 pictures of Asian women and men, which was more disturbing. Catapulting small white balls from front and back doors. Keep up the good work. Jack.
Oh dear. So the lesson there, kids, is if you want Asian
people
firing ping pong balls.
I think Jack slightly misunderstood where we were going with childhoods being ruined by porn. But at the same time, he was on the right point because we made a point very similar to that. So he might have been referring to that as well. But it was still a very good point, and we'd love to hear from Jack because usually it's something quite good, but not always. And for your information, Jack, it's Aikman and Sharpo. Sharpo is completely unimportant.
Okay.
It's Aikman!
No, it's Dykeman.
I can't wait until Dykeman. You have children, just so I can eat them right in front of your face. Actually, that's quite a bit harsh.
Okay.
Sorry to people who have children. I'm not a child eater, honest. It's just, I like to say weird things to children.
Parsley.
Mr. Reynolds. Good, shut up. No, not gay.
Moving on.
That's the third show I've done a burnt face man quote. I've got to stop it, that's all. Need to find some new quotes. Well, Mr. Reynolds, you are onto a new topic.
Sorry.
You are the founder of a small company called Reverbed. Is that not correct?
That is correct.
I apologise for last week. I called your company Reverbs by accident. but this is
Reverb.
This is the music company that we're going to be working with. So, Mr. Reynolds, do you want to talk about that while I push buttons on the keyboard occasionally?
You do that. Basically, Reverb is just a small miniature label. Basically, just help slow unsigned bands. You're really not helping.
Okay, I'll stop.
Just help small unsigned bands. Shut up. Basically, just find their feet, give them a bit of promotion, you know, help get the music out there, do, you know, just get them set up kind of thing. I'll also offer, like, miniature copyright, you know, just basic copyrights so the material won't get used illegally. I have got one artist signed up, as you've already heard, Becca Rothwell.
Shyamalan.
She has got some rough demos up at the minute on MySpace, which I'll get a link out for you. She's got a fan page as well.
You get your link.
I'll get my link out just for you, Aikman. I said your name right, just for you and everything.
Yeah. I'm gonna chuck in a sound effect anyway.
Yes! Cool. Yeah, but I am planning on getting it recorded during the summer and hopefully get some gigs out as well. But yeah, just watch the space, really.
Awesome.
Sorry?
I'm saying awesome.
Awesome.
I'm being nice. Friendly.
Nice. Yeah. Makes a change.
I know. Tell me about it. Odd. So what sort of music are you looking for? Are you in the field for particular artists, or will you just take any old crap?
I'm looking mostly for kind of artists that are fairly mellow, acoustic kind of stuff. You know, cause obviously, people that do know me, I'm quite highly influenced by, you know,
Drugs.
Acoustic folks. Yes. Levelers, things like that. And, yeah, I'm just trying to aim for quite a mellow kind of, you know, that kind of genre, along acoustic genres. And, yeah, that's why I chose Becca Rothwell, because her material is really high class. You know, there's bits to be worked on, but we'll get there.
I quite enjoyed it.
Yeah, and as I say, hopefully we'll eventually get some of the material on here, so you can all witness that as well.
Yeah, that's true. As said, last show and partially this show, we're working with Reverb to... Well, like you just said, get some artists on here. Turn us into a real radio show with your help.
Definitely. So, yeah, we're going to be working with that cast and, you know, hopefully get some more music out there. And as more music turns up, you know, get that on as well. So, but yeah, definitely keep an eye out for, like, forum stuff. I've also got a Reverb fan page. Feel free to join. I'll, again, get a link up for that as well.
That's on Bookface.
Bookface. people that can't work that out, that's Facebook.
That's quite condescending of you, I must say. Like, there's people who can't work out that I've just switched the words around.
It's Come on, there are people out there that's going to be like, Bookface, what the hell's that?
You condescending twat. Awful bastard. All right, I'm occasionally harsh in a jestful way. You're just being genuinely mean about people's intelligence.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Well, yeah, you are. A little bit.
A little bit.
I couldn't work out that it was supposed to be Facebook.
There you go, then.
Yeah, see? It's not very nice.
Now you know what it is.
Yeah, even though I said it. So, for the artists that do sign up, what sort of facilities exactly will you be providing? We've heard copyright, to some degree, will be provided. Will you be providing recording studios? What links do you have? Will there be a plentiful supply of groupies?
There definitely will be. I'm hoping... I've been talking to someone recently via email. She's going to help with, like, mailing lists and stuff like that. I believe she is subscribed to your... cast, actually, so she'll know who she is. I'm not going to mention her name, just in case.
What would you like to call her?
Garden. She'll know why.
Garden.
Yes.
Okay. Garden.
Yeah, basically, she's going to help with promotion and stuff, but anyone that is interested in getting their hands, you know, messing with some promotion stuff, let me know. I can give out my email address towards the end anyway. But, yeah, I'll be offering, yeah, promotional facilities, yeah, basic copyright. There will be recording facilities there, but there will that I will have to look at charging, because obviously that's my time that I've got to, you know, work on that.
Yeah.
And it'll be semi-professional recordings, so it'll be fairly high quality. Aikman's heard some of the stuff, so, yeah, but that's kind of the facilities that will be available.
Absolute rocking awesomeness.
Yep.
Super special awesome. Cool.
Cool.
Yep, just get in contact with Reverb or us. Our email address is aikmanandsharpo@hotmail.com.
And mine is Jamie, J-A-M-I-E, _ Reynolds, R-E-Y-N-O-L-D-S, 89@yahoo.co.uk. So, yeah, drop us a line if you're interested in helping out some promotion, or if you want to help out with any of the music aspect, let me know.
Mr. Jamie Reynolds.
Yep, cool.
Cool.
So... yeah, get in contact.
Yeah, it'll be awesome. We probably should get off this topic now, because we've just said the
same
thing like 3 times.
Yep. It's cool.
Yeah.
It wastes time.
Oh, yeah, it's totally cool. It's totally cool. Repetition is totally cool. Yeah. It's thing that's in at the moment. It's like the latest fad. Yeah, every kid, when they speak nowadays, they just say it 3 times or 4 times at least. Do you want to go down the shops? 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 Yeah, I know. I was doing it and I'm going to chuck in a song there, I think.
Dead drum beat to it.
Maybe. Maybe. Do you want to go down the shops? Oh, I was getting into that.
I ran out of breath.
Dude, you need to quit smoking.
I like to tell you about it. Oh,
you did a drum beat for like 10 seconds.
It. Yeah.
What else? Something else we did in London is I forced Mr. Reynolds to finally purchase a DS.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. And it is mandatory, as it is one of the finest handheld gaming devices on the planet.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a huge fan of TV games consoles, mostly because my eyesight, I've got to sit a lot closer to the screen, I can't get comfortable kind of thing. But no, I've been wanting a DS for a while and saw this one, absolute bargain. Not going to go into the price, but yeah, it's a good bargain, so I was quite happy with it.
We were in a popular music and media dispensation unit throughout England. I'm not going to mention the name for fear of being sued by them, as they do sue quite a bit apparently.
Yes, they do.
But we're in this particular store. And
we'll call it Bob.
No, we'll call it
Parsley.
And yeah, we found this used DS Lite panel which had the offer on it. And I don't know, they seemed quite shocked, but I just picked up the panel, went up to one of the helpers, because it said ask a helper for details. So I went up to him with the panel and was like, yeah, this one please. And he was quite shocked by that, and I'm not sure why he was quite shocked. It quite clearly states ask a helper for information, unless he didn't actually work there and he just finds the shirts quite fashionable.
Either that, or he doesn't realise what his job description is. Maybe. Which is more than likely.
You really do think everyone's an idiot, don't you?
Oh, come on.
No, I won't come on. I'm quite happy here, thank you very much.
Sorry.
We also both bought a computer game. You bought the new GTA for
DS. Chinatown
Wars. How's that going for you? Are you enjoying it?
It's a lot better, actually, because I had GTA 3 for PS2 originally, but I really didn't get on with it because I missed that 2D view, you know, which this one has started to go back to. It's not quite 2D, but it's kind of on the verge
of it. It's bird's eye again, isn't it, as well?
Yeah, it's got that bird's eye view, but it's a bit more higher quality than what it was, you know, when it was originally out on PlayStation, you know, the original GTA and GTA London. Yeah. But no, it's really, really good. It's a lot more, the missions are a lot, there's a lot more to do in them, as like the other ones were fairly repetitive. But no, it is really good, and I can see why people are saying it's one of the best GTA games. Mm. Yeah.
It has been heralded quite high. People were a little before it came out, obviously, because it was the first violent computer game, really, for the DS. Mm. It was the first GTA game on the DS. People were after learning from the lessons of PSP, but what they didn't consider is that the DS is condensed awesome,
whereas it is.
The PSP is poo-poo.
I'll tell you what, I'm amazed by the battery life on it as well. I charged it up on Friday, I pretty much used it solidly. I charged it up Saturday, pretty much used it solidly up to now, and I've still got battery on it.
That's not bad. It's doing well.
I borrowed someone's PSP, and it lasted about a day, if that. It's just like, that's awful.
Indeed. I just don't get the point of a PSP.
I really, no. But the DS is spot on, DS Lite anyway, but it's spot on.
Good.
I've got a few games, but that's the one I've really got into so far.
That's your main one at the moment.
Yeah. I tend to just stick to a game for a while, you know, get used to it and stuff.
That's a good way of going about it, though. If you try and play too many games, it's like when you try and read too many
tracks.
Yeah,
it's the same with like music stuff, though. You know, you get on a track. If you've got too many tracks going on, you just lose your train of thought. It's the same kind of thing. But yeah.
Typical musicians always drag it.
Always manage to.
I don't think I've ever given an analogy that doesn't involve music.
No.
I have to put it in context of music, because then it makes sense. Everything else is like, what? I don't know. It causes that exact effect.
But how about your game, the one that you bought?
My game, I've been meaning to, Drawn to Life. It's a game with an interesting concept. I know it's only for 3-year-olds, but I liked the idea. You design your own hero on it, and you can design certain aspects of a level as you play through. I bought a SpongeBob SquarePants version of this, in which DoodlePants comes back to life for those who are fans. No, DoodleBob, sorry. For those who are fans of SpongeBob, DoodleBob comes back. Patrick draws him for some inane reason, and he goes on a rampage. And SpongeBob decides to draw a doodle hero to combat Doodlebob. And I'm actually quite disgusted with myself. Yeah, obviously, I think it was the combination of having the opportunity to draw and the childishness
and
of the
your
game.
Maturity.
But I went, and my lack of maturity already, I resorted to drawing penis. I have named him One-Eyed Johnson, and he's got a big smiley face on his body. It's just basically a phallus with arms and legs running around.
You know what? For the fans, you should try and get an image up.
I will have a go.
Definitely.
I will have a go of One-Eyed Johnson. But that's not the end of it. See, I thought, all right, I'll just get drawing a willy out of the way. Let's face it, it was going to happen. Get a John Thomas done. So I drew him, and that kept me amused for a bit. And then the next opportunity to draw came up, and it was, what was the next one?
What was the roller coaster one?
Oh, the roller coaster one. Well, this is the development of the whole thing. I've now completely and utterly massacred SpongeBob. After last week's ramble about Rule 34, I completely understand why people would do it, because now this Bikini Bottom is filled to the rim with penises, boobs, ladies' tuppences, everything. I've completely destroyed it. The roller coaster is quite an elaborate design, actually. It's a phallus urinating, and there's a little splash that's the wheel. His health pickups are Viagra pills, because, you know, they get him up. So,
He
lives in a Captain Condom packet.
So basically, you've ruined the childhood.
I've completely destroyed SpongeBob, and I don't know what's wrong with my brain, but I keep doing it. Like, I go to the game, and I start off... I have gone to the game and thought, this has gone too far. I need to erase some of these and sort it out. But then as soon as I get onto the game, I just draw another villain that I've killed as a blue penis.
Oh, God.
His winning level, when he gets to the end of the level, he finds his testicles, and they're there. It's just awful. There's even a hidden sub... context to the game that I've made with him as a sub story.
Oh, right.
Basically, in Doodlebob's Rampage, he's taken away certain platforms that you need to find Doodlebob. So One Eye Johnson, with his infinite amount of man mayo, can recreate these in an instant. So everything, like what's supposed to be a large gear that you're supposed to be jumping on in industrial level, it's just a ejaculatory splat.
Oh no, Matt.
Spinning around.
You have ruined that.
I've gone too far. My brain is evil. I hadn't realised it was this bad. There's something wrong with my head.
Oh, God.
I may have to get some operation.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Well, you shouldn't give me the opportunity, because I just went insane. It was like that little pervert in the back of my head just saw his opportunity, ran straight towards my frontal lobe, attacked my cerebral cortex, and took over my brain. And now it's a whole Jekyll and Hyde situation. People who know me, as a general, I'm not actually quite that bad. I'll make sexual innuendos and stuff, but...
Instead, you just put it into drawings.
In a witty, clever way. But as soon as I hit this game, it's like Hyde kicks in, and it's just evil. Just thinking about it is wrong. You get an opportunity where you get to draw the sun and the moon, and it dances in the background.
Please do not say what the sun is.
It's Coxilla.
Oh, I thought it was something else.
No, I've not gone that bad. I just thought it was hilarious to have a giant green monster cock in the background. And then at night time, you've got King Dong, which is a monkey, really.
Oh, dear.
It's just awful. I'm so ashamed with myself, but I can't stop doing it. It's addictive.
I can imagine, yeah.
It's so good. Oh, but that's basically what I've done since I left London.
So it's good then.
That game. Yeah. Oh, and I watched a lot of Sherlock Holmes as well.
Right.
It's very sexy.
That's cool.
Yeah, I did check on the internet at the end. I found this in the same media retail store.
Yeah.
We found Sherlock Holmes for Complete Collection, Jeremy Brett. For £40.
It's a bargain.
It was a bargain because I checked on the internet when I got home. It should have been 120.
How many episodes is there on it, actually?
There's 41 episodes, and some of them are an hour long or a little longer, their feature length.
Ah, right.
It's good. It's a nice collection.
Right. I've got a few questions for you.
Oh, sweet.
All right.
This is a bit of a tangent jump. Let's do it.
All right, then. Cool. All right. Cool. If you could have any drink in the world... alcoholic or non-alcoholic, what would it be and why?
It's a major fight between Ribena or Bailey's.
Okay.
Because they're just utterly delicious. and I would rather die of malnutrition but deliciousness than having something sensible like water.
Yeah, yeah, I know what you mean. Water is just such a bland tasting drink anyway. Ugh.
But no, it's yummy, but it's only semi yummy. It's like mushrooms, but just edible. There's nothing to them.
It's like, I'd probably...
It's basically the Green Day of drink. It's just so bland and uninteresting, but it's tolerable.
I don't know, Green Day were good in the day, but now this new album is complete and utter tripe, in all fairness.
Well, I am in all fairness saying to the newer Green Day, I agree with you to some degree at least, the older Green Day was fun to listen to.
I think...
Now, ever since American Idiot, basically.
I think American Idiot was good and it got the point across. It got the point across, with which they were trying to make, but then when they release this new stuff, it really has gone way off the original tangent they were going on, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, next question. If you could choose any place in the world that you want to live for the rest of your life, why?
Your bed.
My bed.
Yeah.
My bed here really isn't very comfortable.
Well, I would remain attached to you so I could always occupy your bed.
Okay. Why?
So you can't be in your bed.
Yeah, but
and
if you're
cruel and vindictive.
If you're fully attached to me, then we're going to be in the same bed.
No, I can separate at will.
At will?
Will, John and James. As long as there's a bed of yours in the vicinity.
How's your face, by the way?
Not good. While I was in London, while we were quite drunk, I kept trying to acquire Mr. Reynolds' bed. And every time I tried, I failed miserably as I was still in the sleeping bag when I tried. And every time, I landed directly on my face.
Yeah, and then, like, you dragged me out. I've still got a bruise on the back of my head. Like, I fell out and hit my head on the chest of drawers I've got next to my bed. I was like, ow.
It was very funny. Probably one of those you had to be
there. Yeah,
everyone. Unless you enjoy my misery and pain, in which case I smashed my face in and it was painful.
Bit funny.
Ah!
Okay, seriously though, what place would you live and why?
Your bed. I've already answered that.
That's a shit reason.
I would live in Japan.
Okay.
If I had the choice. I don't know, just really like the architecture. It would be a challenge to learn the language. The only problem is that obviously I'm 6 foot, so there's not going to be any clothing stores, but they're going to stock my clothes in size. That's a horrible generalisation, saying that all Japanese people are short.
But you'd also appear to be like Godzilla there, probably.
As Coxzilla, as forementioned, created in my SpongeBob game. God, my brain's broken. Why did I...
Yeah, you seriously need to get that looked at, mate.
Maybe a little.
Just
there's a couple of other things as well. You know, they're starting to twitch a little, so they need to get looked at as well while I'm down dog.
Testicles!
No, for the viewers, that was a joke. My genitalia are nice and clean. And partially shaven.
If you're on a desert...
Story.
If you're on a desert island, right, you were stranded there.
Uh-huh.
And you could choose one item to take with you. What would it be?
Guitar, obviously. That's such a generic answer, but guitar.
Someone's actually said that. I can't believe you actually said that.
Why?
A few people that I spoke to are like, oh, woman. It's like, why? It's like, so I could reproduce and make new people. It's like, yeah, but you'd want some... I'd rather have entertainment than a woman. Sorry, but I'd ask my drum kit, at least, so I could make music. I'd be happy.
Just imagine you stuck on a desert island with a drum kit. That's not a very typical one. You'd imagine a guitar, quite a typical one, because people would write songs about the sea and stuff. You, on the tranquil seaside, can hear the waves crashing against the beach.
Yeah.
And then here comes you with this. I love the beach!
No, that's Josh.
The beach is great! Beach. Any more of those daft questions there?
No, that's it, actually.
Alright, that was a bit useless. What was the point of that?
People got to find out a bit more about you.
Why would they want to know more about
you? True.
Who would want to know about you?
Very true.
Yeah, exactly, very true. Sharper refuses to agree on this point, but no one actually wants to know about me. It's quite disgusting. Again, going back to the SpongeBob thing, that's what happens when you know about me. That's my
you
level
know what,
of maturity.
This show just be called... Parsley. SpongeBob Adventures. Everything seems to lead back to that.
Well, it's only at the moment because it's just a good example of my immaturity. Another good example is the time that one of my friends invited me round their house, but then had to pop out to sort something out. I think it's work along those lines. For a couple of hours, said, "Yeah, just stay here. I'll be back in a couple of hours." Pops out. Me, obviously having a very short attention span, get bored of his very crap DVDs. By the way, I venture into his kitchen and find the fruit bowl.
Oh God.
So I get my key and start to carve a face on one of the bananas.
God.
This escalates until my friend returns and finds his living room now turned upside down and all the chairs pushed back, and I have set up an entire food war.
Oh no, man, that is
on his floor, and food war. It was so fun.
It's like, we had this guy in our flat called Etienne. Love you, Etienne. But we practically moved his bedroom into the kitchen, and he fell asleep in there because he couldn't be asked to put it all back.
Oh, that's not nice. All I did was waste a few pounds worth of food.
Yeah, it was still so funny, though. It was still really funny, but bless him. Oh, that was dear. Fun times.
Ugh! You sound like Justin Lee Collins. Good times, bad times, good times, bad times. Look at my big bushy beard. I'm going to kick you in your big bushy beard in a minute, you prick. He has those three jokes. That's all he says. Listen to him when he comes up with a comic line. He either says, good times, bad times, look at my big bushy beard.
I really hate JLC, to be honest. He winds me up something rotten. Him and Alan Carr are the worst.
Alan Carr's a little better, though. I'll give him that. Alan Carr actually has a joke.
Yeah, but...
somewhere.
It's just, I don't know. I don't know how he managed to get into comedy, but he really shouldn't be there. I think, I don't know, it just really doesn't suit any programme at all.
At the end of the day, he's a damn sight funnier than us.
Well, yeah, very true.
He's making money, so...
Alan Carr's Celebrity Ding Dong, oh my God, that is the worst show on earth.
Oh my God.
What?
Oh my God. Sorry, it was just quite a camp way that you said, oh my God.
No, I didn't. What are you on?
I did a little. No, I didn't. What are you on?
Shut up.
Sir,
I'm not talking to you
now.
You're
a bad bully, you are. Bully.
Where was I going with this? Oh, yeah, back to Halls of Residence. What was your experience of being in Halls?
It was sexual.
It really is great. I'll tell you what, last night was the funniest, actually, because I've gone outside for a cigarette. More nicotine, bloody hell. Came back, and there was just loads of people having a piss down the stairs. It was quite funny. The worst thing is I had to walk down them, but yeah.
I think the worst part of my experience in Halls is I've truly discovered how trampaholic every student is, and that's my new word.
Oh yes, trampaholic. Yeah. We are tramps.
Your cupboard was vile.
That wasn't just my stuff though, in all fairness. Most of my stuff, well, what was left of it, is clean.
For the viewers, just this sums up the entire state of the kitchen. One of the cupboards had a plate in it, which looked like they'd eaten something, then put it back in, left it for a month, not washed, and then needed a plate and ate off it, and then left the second layer of food on there.
No, that wasn't actually true. That plate...
there was two different colours. You had a gravy sort of stain on the bottom, and then it was more like pizza microwave juices on the top.
No, in all fairness, that plate has been there 3 weeks, and it's only been eaten off one. That's still actually
quite disgusting. Vile. That's incredibly disgusting.
Yeah, but that was just steak and bean juice. The smell from that plate was awful when I did eventually wash it the other day. It's awful.
Oh, you finally washed
it? Yeah, I actually did a load of washing up the other day.
Oh, good.
Finally.
I'm glad my influence had some positive effect.
Again, what's left of my cupboard. Anyway.
That's quite a good story.
Yeah, I got
well.
My kitchen robbed.
Yeah, robbed.
Pretty much.
But the useless guy, or guys, to I'm to understand there was several men who came in to do it.
Yeah.
All they did was steal your cutlery and your cooking implements. They didn't steal your food, which I don't blame them because I've seen the state of some of your food.
They did me a favour in all fairness.
Yeah,
excuse
but
me.
Cut down your luggage. You are such a vile pig.
I know, I'm sorry.
It's horrible.
This happened to raspberry juice, man. It kills you. Whoops. No, we're talking about Halls. Yeah, this lad decided to return to our flat to steal our kitchen.
But he didn't steal your kitchen, did he?
He robbed the plates and knives and forks and left me with a knife and fork and a plate. Yeah, there was about 7 other people, and basically they put a load of stuff in a bin bag and lobbed it in the river. Out of all the things you could do with a load of clean stuff.
Hardcore.
Oh yeah.
One thing that confused me about the whole situation once I heard is that your fridges are one of the smaller ones as well. Now, one man can quite easily lift and carry one of those. Three men on that, you could have stolen a fridge, sold it for £50. What were we thinking? I might become a criminal mastermind.
Yeah, you could be a criminal mastermind at Brno University.
I shall be the Moriarty of Uxbridge.
There you go, you said.
Although Moriarty doesn't speak like that. No. But my Moriarty will. It sounds more evil.
Oh, God, you scare me sometimes, you know that.
You love it and you know it.
Oh, yes.
Although it does scare most people, which is explaining why I will never get married. Sorry, Mum, disappointment, I'm never going to have grandchildren. I've come to accept it, so should you.
Yeah, you're going to get your bollocks chopped soon.
I may do, actually. I may get a vasectomy. I'm tired of children. But at the same time, apparently at one point it was £50 down the sperm donor bank for every deposit. So I
know, I'm really going to bloody go for that. Make a living off
that. But I have heard as well that that's a vile and putrid rumour, and you hardly get
What?
A vile and putrid rumour.
Oh, okay. No, because I know people here that have done that. A place just in London, actually, that pay about, I think it's £250 if you're a non-smoker and non-drinker. So, yeah, that's that plan out the window for me.
Fail for everyone. It's like basically saying, yeah, £250 if you're not a student.
Yeah, exactly. We live off beer. Oh, dear. No, that £10 crate of Carlsberg we bought the other day, that's now gone.
Brilliant. So that bottle of Baileys was quite a nice eye warmer.
I'd gone for a shower by the time I'd come out. That bottle was empty.
That's because you told me you were going to be coming back in a couple of minutes, and I didn't want to carry around this bottle of Baileys, so I necked it in a couple of minutes, which is why I was very drunk when you got out.
Oh, man, getting on the tube when you're drunk, that is so funny. It's the worst, though. So, you know, when you see all the sparks, you're just like, whoa, man, that is so cool.
You see, you've told me this story before, and I'm starting to think that you weren't just on alcohol. I think you were involved in other narcotics. Inebriating substances.
I think we'll silence at that point. Awkward silence.
Awkward silence.
Ow, my ears.
Ow, my lungs.
I think you need to quit smoking as well.
No, it's a high note. You try and hit that note for 10 seconds.
I can't even hit my own note for 10 seconds.
So you can't hit your own level of talking. So your talking is, in fact, invalid in its own description.
Yep.
So
yep.
This whole topic of discussion has been completely wasted as your voice doesn't exist.
Yeah. What would you do if I told you I've not actually been recording this?
I would proceed to poo into a box and mail it straight to you.
That's good then, because I have been recording it.
That's bad, because I've already taken a poo in a box.
Have you already posted it as well?
I did put a Scotch egg in there as well, though. So it's like it's a bittersweet mix now. Oh, it's a poo. Ooh, Scotch egg.
Oh, right. Ooh. I get a bit of both. Yeah, is a Scotch egg in the bag, or is it just loose?
Oops. Well, it'll have some extra nutty flavour.
It's all right. I'll feed it to our friendly person called Bear.
Ah, Bear.
Yep.
Bear. He needs to turn out the light. He does. Turn out the light.
Turn out the light.
Go on, Bear. Turn out the light.
Go on.
And if you're not one of the three people who understand that joke, then just omit it. It doesn't need to be heard. No.
No.
Not at all.
Not at all.
I'm bored of talking to you now. Can we wrap this up? That was quite harsh. I have actually enjoyed talking to Mr. Reynolds. Everyone give him a little bit of a clap. And now everyone give him some applause instead of a STI. Stop fapping. I have been Aikman, the usual hope host. I am the usual hope for that cast. Makes me sound like a superhero. When all hope is lost in the podcasting realms, only one man can save it. Aikman! I'm going to make a theme tune.
Dyke Man.
Dyke Man. Shut up. I've been Aikman.
Parsley. Anyway, as you were saying.
No, as you were saying.
I've been Mr. Reynolds. I've been your guest host for today.
He was yummy. And this is Batcast. Oh, wait, no, wait, stop. Ooh. We forgot to say the contact information again.
Oh, right.
All right, so if you want to get in contact with us at Top Hats and Tallywhackers, that's... the email address is aikmanandsharpo@hotmail.com. And I got to say the name, so it was said right! Yeah! By the way, Sharpo, you definitely said Aikman, bitch.
What a bell.
Tell me about it.
Anyway, if you wish to get in contact with me about anything to do with Freebird, or if you'd like to be my friend, because I don't have any at all.
That's my joke. Stop stealing my jokes.
Anyway, my email address is jamie_reynolds89@yahoo.co.uk.
He's on Yahoo because he's not a hot male like me and Sharp. He just goes Yahoo instead. Yahoo! I'm on Yahoo.
It's like Yazoo.
Yazoo. Ooh, I could go for a Yazoo.
Yeah, me too.
Let's go and get some Yazoo.
Anyway, okay.
We're both also on Facebook, and we're slowly setting up a MySpace. We're also on YouTube, Batcast YouTube. Check it out. We're going to be uploading videos momentarily and such like. So, once again, I've been Aikman.
And I've been Mr. Reynolds.
And this is Top Hats and Tallywhackers. Keep it frosty, peeps. Peeps.